Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Is it a political survey?
Well, most of the questions are about elections, sir. For example, my first question would be is, what would be your zip code?
How long does the survey take?
It should take about 10 to 12 minutes, sir. It's mostly about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. And it'll be very quick. What would be your zip code, sir?
I'm not sure I want to take it. Who is it? Who is it sponsored by?
We're calling from Metro Research, and that's what we do here, sir. We conduct surveys in different cities. Today, we're focusing in Atlanta, sir. We wanted to get your opinion.
But I mean, who's conducting it? I know Metro Survey is, but who hired you to conduct it?
Yes, we're working with Metro Research, sir. There's not a specific person. It's just an organization or a company that goes ahead and conducts different types of surveys in states. That's what I was asking. It'll be very brief, sir. Like, for example,
and then what do you do with the results?
Oh, they go ahead and grab the results, sir. We just want to know the feedback on the community and the people, sir. It's not really biased or siding with any political party. It's just getting people's opinions. That's what I was asking
okay.
you. What would be your zip code?
Okay. I guess I'll do this. That's okay. I'll give you 10 to 12 minutes. Okay. My zip code is 30318.
And your year of birth, sir, just to make sure you're over 18?
70.
All right. Moving on, sir. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Doctorate.
Great. All right. Moving on, sir. Would you say you're of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? All right. What would you say is your race?
Biracial. White mother, black father.
Biracial. No problem. And moving on, sir. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. Below is a list of issues, sir. I just want you to tell me three that are more important to you. For example, I have crime, climate change and the environment, racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy, abortion access, immigration, public transportation, traffic, education, inflation and cost of living. Any three that stand out to you?
Education is one, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You got to read them again. Right to abortion is another one.
Abortion access, okay. We have crime, climate change and the environment, racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy, immigration, public transportation, traffic, inflation and the cost of living.
Cost of living, inflation and the cost of living.
No problem, sir. Moving on quickly, when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, I just want to know if you're satisfied or dissatisfied. For example, the city of Atlanta, would you say you're satisfied or dissatisfied?
Or unsatisfied.
Unsatisfied. Would you say somewhat or very dissatisfied?
Very.
What about the Atlanta region? Would you say you're satisfied or dissatisfied?
With regard to those three issues, or what? What are you talking about?
Just in general, sir. Thinking
about general. I'm not very. I'm just generally unsatisfied.
Oh, would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
What about Georgia, sir? Would you say you're satisfied or dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And moving on, we just want to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means you have a very favorable opinion towards them. 0 means you have a very unfavorable opinion towards them. For example, I have Uber and Lyft. You have from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate them?
8.
Okay. What about Governor Brian Kemp from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate him?
0.
Okay. Mayor Andre Dickens, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
6.
Okay. Self-driving cars, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
We don't have self-driving cars yet.
No problem, sir. What about the Atlanta Beltline, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
That's a good idea, 8.
Okay. Martha buses, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
MARTA buses are pretty horrible. I would say like a 2.
Okay. What about electric scooters from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate that?
4.
Okay. The Atlanta Police Department from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
2.
Okay. And the Atlanta City Council from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
4.
Okay. And Martha Trains from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
They're pretty horrible, too.
Okay. And Artificial Intelligence Companies from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
0. I hate that. I hate okay. Artificial Intelligence.
No problem. Oh, thank you for your response so far. How would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Do you feel it's a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
A major problem.
Okay. How would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Would you say it's excellent, good, only fair, poor, very poor?
Very poor.
Okay. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Would you say almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Rarely. Okay. And moving on, sir. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Would you say almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A few times a month.
A few times a month. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, moving on. Based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion, sir? Would you say positive
or negative?
Positive.
Positive.
Okay. Very positive or somewhat positive?
Very.
Okay. And what's the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline, like in your own words?
Exercise.
Exercise. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And... All right, moving on quickly, sir. Well, we would like to know, these are a few statements. I just want you to tell me on a scale of a 0 to a 10, where 10 means you strongly agree, 0 means you strongly disagree, all right? I just want to know how you feel about this statement. I trust MARTA to finish the projects they're working on, from a 0 to a 10?
5.
Okay. What about, I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system, from a 0 to a 10?
0.
0. I feel safe riding Martha, from a 0 to a 10?
A 5.
A 5. Okay. Crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta buses, from a 0 to a 10?
4.
4. The quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse, from a 0 to a 10?
I agree with that. They are getting worse.
How much would you give that from a 0 to a 10?
About getting worse, I totally agree with that. An 8.
An 8. Okay. What about public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood, from a 0 to a 10?
No. 2.
A 2. What about adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better, from a 0 to a 10?
I agree with that. An 8.
An 8. All right. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. Well, which of the following statements do you agree with the most? First statement says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will make more cars off our roadways. Or we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Which comes closest to your view, sir, the first or the second?
Second.
The second. Would you say strongly the second or somewhat the second?
Second. Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. I'll be moving on quickly. Here are just a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, I just want you to use a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy, all right, and want to see it implemented right away. 0 means you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. For example, the first one says, prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths, from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
A 10.
A 10. Adding light rail to the Beltline, from a 0 to a 10?
Light rail? That'd be great. 10.
Okay. Repairing potholes and fixing our streets?
Great. 10.
Adding extra capacity and trains to Martha, making them more frequent and reliable?
10.
10. Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods from a 0 to a 10?
10.
10. Expanding the streetcar system in the city from a 0 to a 10?
10.
10. All right.
These are all super important issues.
Yes. Okay. Adding more secret to Martha, I'm sorry, more security to Martha stops from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Incentivizing housing development close to public transit from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Adding additional Martha stations around Atlanta from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay, sir, moving on quickly. Well, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which would place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not
somewhat.
Too familiar? Somewhat familiar. Okay. Mm-hmm. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Would you say you support or oppose that?
Mm-hmm. I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan would expand 22 miles off light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit would line up with the existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, sir, would you say that you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Would you say you support or
oppose? I support it.
I strongly support it. Perfect. All right. I want to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline, sir. All right. I just want you to listen to these statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. I just want you to rate it on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means that it's a very convincing statement about the Beltline. 0 means it's not at all a convincing statement. You can use any number from a 0 to a 10. I'll be very quick. Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a majority of mistakes by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways with sores through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which reconnects our neighborhoods and gives our children a future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is that to you?
That's convincing.
From a 0 to a 10?
An 8.
An 8. What about this one? All world-class cities have major public transportation systems that knit the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is that to you?
Well, I'm going to say 8. I would like to be able to agree with that totally, but it's not going to be like New York. I mean, New York is world-class. It's just doesn't get any better than New York.
No problem, sir. Your feedback is highly welcome. What about this one? The city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadways safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is this to you?
How many did you say? You said 38?
Mm-hmm. Let me read again. Yes, the city of Atlanta has
so
one of the highest.
38 every day? 38 per day?
Well, the survey doesn't indicate, sir. It just says killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone, just that year. I guess that's a summary. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really indicate. Mm-hmm. So I was asking.
38 total. That's a good one. I'm going to say a 7.
A 7. Okay. Mm-hmm. Moving on, sir. Okay, moving on. Thank you for your responses. Once again, I want to know, would you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Would you support or oppose?
I definitely support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. I'm just going to read some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. I just want you to rate each statement on a scale of a 0 to a 10, where 10 means that it's a very concerning statement about the Beltline. 0 means it's not at all a concerning statement. I'll be very quick, okay? So the first one says, the Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries to come. As we've seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they're never torn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need. From a 0 to a 10, how concerning is that to you?
Well, I don't think it's true, so I'd say it's very concerning.
Okay. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that, sir?
What is 10?
Oh, yes, let me read it. 10 means that it's very concerning statement about the Beltline. 0 means it's not at all a concerning statement.
Yeah, it's a 10. It's a 10. It's very concerning.
No problem. What about this one? The Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantas, but tourists instead. Train's top speed is 25 miles per hour, and will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead or Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantas, not another Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-towners. From a 0 to a 10, how concerning is this to you?
Yeah, that's concerning. That's an 8.
An 8. What about the last one for this one, sir? It says the Beltline train is a half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete, assuming it ever finishes. Let's look to the future and not the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use AI to move people around more effectively. From a 0 to a 10, how concerning is that to you?
It's very concerning. I disagree with that. I don't like that. I don't like that statement at all. It's very concerning.
How much would you rate it from a 0 to a 10?
10.
A 10. All right. Thank you so far for your responses, sir. One last time, based on what you know, would you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Support or oppose?
I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. These last questions for statistical purposes. How long have you lived in Atlanta, sir?
24 years.
24 years, okay. Which of the following represents how you think of yourself? Would you say you're heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, something different?
Heterosexual.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
I have one that's turning 18 in 2 weeks.
Great.
So I guess the answer is yes. For yeah. 2 more weeks. But if you call me in 2 weeks, I'll say no.
Understand, sir. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you lean more towards the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or neither?
I lean more towards the Democratic Party.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Would you say you're full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, student?
I'm full-time.
Okay. All right, sir. And last year, which was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $25,000, 25 to 35? 35 to 45? 45 to 55? 55 to 65, 65 to 75, 75 to 85, 85 to 100, 100 to 250, over $250,000?
Over 250.
Great. All right, sir. Well, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.